Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us tonight. Going to have a good time in God's Word. Welcome to Read the Word. Hope you're enjoying this as much as we are. We're having a great time doing it. Always feel free to share this with anybody in your life. Send the link. Even got the audio that is just audio on Blog Talk Radio. You can find it. Any way that we can be a blessing to you, we will be that blessing to you. And I believe we're almost into a good groove here where we got it figured out of exactly what we want to get done. While we're sitting here making this thing happen. You know, it's interesting how this all comes about, but the wonderful thing about our God is he has such a plan. If we'll just let him lead us. And today we choose to let him lead. Pray this prayer with me like we pray. Send the opening comments there. You can see it or in the notes. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Remember this, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. You've now been here 10 days in a row. This is day number 11. Want to say it with me? I have 11 days of faith stored up inside of me. How cool is that? I love it. Here we go. Job chapter 29. Job is making another defense of himself. Verse number 1. Job further continued his discourse and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through the darkness." Job walked with God. "Just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me, when my steps were bathed with cream and the rock poured out rivers of oil for me." He was an oil baron. Verse 7, "When I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the young men saw me and hid. The aged arose and stood. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. The voice of nobles was hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth. Ear heard, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw, then it approved me." Job was a man of great blessing and honor. Verse 12, "Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no helper, the blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy on righteousness, and it clothed me." I love it. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind. I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor. I searched out the case that I did not know. I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked. I shall die in my nest and multiply my days as the sand. My root is spread out to the waters, and the dew lies all night on my branch. Verse 20. My glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed in my hand. Men listened to me and waited and kept silent for my counsel. After my words, they did not speak again, and my speech settled on them as dew. They waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the spring rain. If I mocked at them, they did not believe it. And the light of my countenance, they did not cast down. I chose the way for them and sat as a chief. So I dwelt as a king in the army, as one who comforts the mourner. Chapter 30. Remember, chapters and verses were man's ideas, so you and I could find it. This Job didn't say, now verse 31. That's what we say. Chapter 30, verse 1. But now they mock at me, younger than I, whose fathers I disdain to put with the dogs of my flocks. Indeed, what profit is the strength of their hands to me? Their vigor has perished. They are gaunt from want and famine, fleeing late to the wilderness, desolate and waste, who pluck mallow by the bushes and broom tree roots for their food. They were driven out from among men. They shouted at them as at a thief. They had to lift in the clefts of the valley, in caves of the earth and the rocks. Among the bushes they brayed, under the nettles they nestled. They were sons of fool, yes, sons of vile men. They were scourged from the land. And now I am their taunting song. Yes, I am their byword. They abhor me. They keep far from me. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Wow. Because he has loosed my bowstring and afflicted me, they have cast off restraint before me. At my right hand, the rabble arises. They push away my feet, and they rise against me, their ways of destruction. They break up my path. They promote my calamity. They have no helper. They come as broad breakers. Under the ruinous storm, they roll along. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my honor as the wind, and my prosperity has passed like a cloud. And now my soul is poured out because of my plight, and the days of affliction take hold of me. My bones are pierced in me at night, and my gnawing pains take no rest. See, he could be describing Jesus' suffering before the crucifixion right here. Because if you lay all that out, that's what that looks like. Jesus was scourged so that you and I could beat all sickness and disease. You don't have to bear it. He already did. you and I rebuke it. We drive it out. 18. By great force, my garment is disfigured. Yeah, that's what they did. Binds me about as the collar of my coat. Cast me into the mire, and I've become like dust and ashes. I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. Then you regard me. You have become cruel to me. With the strength of your hand, you oppose me. You lift me up to the wind and cause me to ride on it. You spoil my success. For I know that you will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. Surely, he would not stretch out his hand against a heap of ruins. If they cry out when he destroys it, have I not wept for him who was in trouble? As my soul grieved for the poor? For when I looked for good, evil came to me. And when I waited for light, then came darkness. My heart is in turmoil and cannot rest. Days of affliction confront me. I go about mourning, but not in the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry out for help. I am a brother of a jackal and a companion of ostriches. No, they live there. My skin grows black and it falls from me. My bones burn with fever. My harp is turned to mourning and my flute to the voice of those who weep. Chapter 31. This is a great chapter. I love this chapter. He's defending his integrity. Listen to what he says. Make it your goal. This is awesome. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? For what is the allotment of God from above and the inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is it not destruction for the wicked and disaster for the workers of iniquity? Does he not see my way and count all my steps? If I have walked with falsehood, or if my foot has hastened to deceit, let me be weighed on honest scales, that God may know my integrity. Verse 7, if my step has turned from the way, or my heart walked after my eyes, or if any spot adheres to my hands, me sow and another eat. Yes, let my harvest be rooted out. That's an interesting statement. Verse 9, if my heart has been enticed by a woman, or if I have lurked at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down over her. For that would be wickedness. Yes, it would be iniquity, deserving of judgment. For that would be a fire that consumes to destruction and would root out all my increase. Powerful statement. 13. If I have despised the cause of my male or female servant when they complained against me, what then shall I do when God rises up? When he punishes, how shall I answer him? Did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one fashion us in the womb? If I have kept the poor from their desire, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or eaten my morsel by myself, so that the fatherless could not eat of it, verse 18. But from my youth I reared him, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow. If I have seen anyone perish for the lack of clothing, or any poor man without covering, if his heart has not blessed me, and if he has not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have raised my hand against the fatherless, when I saw I had help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder. Wow. Let my arm be torn from my socket, for destruction from God is a terror to me, and because of his magnificence, I cannot endure. If I have made my gold my hope, or said to find gold, you are my confidence. If I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gained much. If I had observed the sun when it shines, or the moon moving in brightness, so that my heart has been secretly enticed, and my mouth has kissed my own hand, this also would be an iniquity deserving of judgment, for I would have denied God who is above. 29. For I rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted myself up when evil found him. Indeed, I have not allowed my mouth to sin by asking for a curse on his soul. Powerful words. If the men of my tent have not said, who is there that has not been satisfied with his meat? But no sojourner had to lodge in the street, for I have opened my doors to the traveler. If I have covered my transgression as Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, because I feared the great multitude and dreaded the contempt of families, so that I kept silence and did not go out of the door, oh, that I had one to hear me. Here is my mark. Oh, that the Almighty would answer me, that my prosecutor had written a book. Amazing. Verse 36. Surely I would carry it on my shoulder and bind it on me like a crown. I would declare to him the number of my steps, like a prince I would approach him. If my land cries out against me, and its furrows weep together, if I have eaten its fruit without money, or caused its owners to lose their lives, then let thistles grow instead of wheat, and weeds of barley. The words of Job are ended. Wow. Wow. That's a man in chapter 31 who is extremely confident in his own integrity and righteousness that he worked his whole life to live. You going to say, let my arm fall out of my socket? You better know what you're talking about. Amen? Now think about this. Jesus said, to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of this kingdom. And you're seeing them revealed by reading God's holy word every single day. I want to read this proverb, chapter 4 to you today. Proverbs chapter 4. And I'm going to verse 18. But the path of the just is like a shining light that shines even brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble, and yet they stumble on. Verse 20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Verse 22, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all your flesh. You can literally expect your body to become healthy when you read this word. I just read it to you right out of God's holy word. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation. Pray this with me. Maybe you've never made Jesus Lord of your life. This is the time to do it. You're not joining a church. You're not joining this ministry. You're getting yourself right between you and God Almighty. You ready? Pray it with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I'm going to say it, and then she's going to say it. You say it with her. I know I need you in my life today.
I know I need you in my life
today. In every area.
In every area.
Forgive me of my sins, Lord.
Forgive me of my sins, Lord.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
And make me white as snow.
And make me white as snow.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
And I am born again.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
Understand your word.
Enjoy the life of the Spirit.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the first time you prayed that prayer? Send me an email. Let me know. I want to be a blessing to you. I have over 600 videos that I can help you study the word and grow and develop in God. And we're pretty versed in helping people be established in God. Till we see you again. This is what we have to say, like we do every time we come here. Remember this, that we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord.